Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. I am your host, Lee Austin. Good to be on board. Appreciate you checking out the show. I want to start with a clarification about the book. If you've been listening the last week or so, you know that I re-edited all 10 chapters of Morningstar's Tale. In addition, I added 53 pages dealing mostly with the vaccines and transhumanism. Now the book is a lot thicker. Of course, if you go to the website, morningstarstale.com, morningstarstale.com, you'll find the entire book. It's there. It's free for you. Take it, share it with whoever you like. However, if you would like a hard copy, that is a paperback copy of the book, I just want you to know that all of the stuff I added is in the book. I resubmitted the entire manuscript to Amazon, and now they have uploaded it. So when you go to Amazon to buy the book, Morningstar's Tale, you'll get the new version. And that is the only version available, the complete and expanded version. So if you want a print copy of Morningstar's Tale, if you go to Amazon, you will get the full, expanded, complete, and unabridged copy. Just wanted to clarify that. I had a true bonding moment today with Stormy. We went for our usual walk right after 4 o'clock. I work from 8 to 4 Wednesday through Friday as a freight coordinator, broker for a large firm from home remotely, and I am grateful for the job. 4 o'clock, I start doing this with the keys. Actually, she's right next to me. I hope she doesn't misinterpret this. You ever do that to your dog? Shake your keys, and then the dog goes crazy. So I was shaking the keys, and the dog went crazy, and we begin our walk. About a quarter of the way into the walk, she sees a cat, and for whatever reason, Stormy doesn't like cats, and I find it humorous because what's the dislike? I love cats. I'm just allergic to them, so I tightened up on her leash and enjoyed watching her act like a maniac. And I was invigorated, not because of the cat, but because the dog was fully awake and engaged. We continued our walk. Of course, we left the cat alone. I love cats. We turned the corner, and mind you, whenever we go for a walk, I carry a 3.5-foot metal pole in my right hand as insurance. And sure enough, we're turning the corner, and this, it looked like a pit bull, just came out of nowhere, jogging towards us. Stormy didn't do anything. I immediately tightened the leash. I turned around to face the dog. I took the stick. I tapped it on the ground, and I invited the dog to attack me. Go ahead. Do it. No, really, go ahead. Do it. Because I'm going to smash you upside the head with this stick, which isn't a stick, but a steel pole. Come on. Do it. Do it. Make my day. Go ahead, punk. Make my day. As soon as I got into that battle mode where I tapped the rod on the concrete, Stormy just went ballistic and was just pulling on the leash, trying to attack the pit bull, a German Shepherd, a Greyhound, trying to attack. And I just was like, come on, dog, let's do it. And the dog looked at me like, all right, old man, I'm good, and just hightailed it. And I had this bonding moment with Stormy where she knew that I was going to go all the way, that if this dog did attack us, I was going to beat the shit out of it. And there would be blood. I had another Greyhound 13 years ago. Her name was Seven. And I got her at 9 months old. She was too young to race and a very timid animal, but a beautiful, lovely dog. I had her for 12 years, 13 years. One day we're walking at the park And again, a pit bull comes out of nowhere and attacks Seven. And she is just ripped to shreds. Take her to the emergency room. The guy who owned the pit bull paid for everything. It was like $1,200. And I kind of made a secret vow to myself, I'd never let that happen again. And it was one of the reasons I waited 13 years before I got Stormy. What has amazed me about this dog is that she defies the personality and temperament of greyhounds. Greyhounds are very laid back, and so is she. But for whatever reason, when she feels threatened or intimidated, she becomes more of a Doberman than a greyhound. I looked up her history. I looked up Stormy's history. She had 102 races, all when she was 3 years old. So in a period of a year, she raced 102 times. She won 13 races, finished in second 16 times. So out of 102 races, she won or came in second 29 times, which is almost one out of three. So she was very valuable to the owner. Her 101st race, she came in first, and her 102nd race, she broke her leg. Normally, what happens is that when a greyhound breaks its leg, they put them down. It's one of the reasons they banned greyhound racing, because a greyhound cannot go around a corner at 45 miles an hour. They're not built for that. So inevitably, they break their right rear leg, and that's what happened with Stormy. Fortunately, the Greyhound Adoption Agency had received a donation from a very generous woman who contributed $2,500 to have Stormy's leg fixed. I got her when she was in the process of rehabbing, and a year and a half later, she's fine. I mean, she can't go full speed. She never will, because once they break their leg, they're never the same. But she can run, and she doesn't limp, and she's in good shape, and she's a happy dog. The relationship I had with her today went to another level, because I was ready to just attack that dog. I got so angry. And maybe it was just a flashback of what had happened to my other dog, Seven, that I was just ready to go after this dog if it even came close to Stormy. And as soon as I'd done that, Stormy immediately joined me and was trying to attack the dog. Loved it. It was like all day I'd been in the doldrums working in office space. And for a brief moment, I just felt alive. I can't really explain it. Maybe the movie Fight Club, you know. I just really felt alive for the first time in about a week. It was a great feeling. It was a good bonding between me and my girl. I love it. I do. I like the fact that she's a competitor, she has a heart, and, you know, she'll go the distance. She's fearless. I love that. Okay, on to the stupid stories. Brooklyn shooting suspect Frank James facing terror-related charges after calling Crime Stoppers on himself. The smirking madman who turned a rush hour commute into a bloody terror when he opened fire in a crowded New York subway car called Crime Stoppers on himself today, and then calmly went in for an afternoon stroll through the East Village while he waited for police to get him. A call came into Crime Stoppers. The guy says, "You know, I think you guys are looking for me. I'm seeing my picture all over the news, and I'll be around at this McDonald's. I want to clear things up," law enforcement sources told the Post. Of the bizarre moment, Frank James called the cops on himself from an East Village McDonald's. So the unit responds, and he's not at the McDonald's, so they start driving around to see a man who fits the description. His description is, he's fat, black, and he's got bitch tits, just like Meatloaf from Fight Club. That's always been a fear of mine. That's why I work out at least 3-4 times a week, because I don't want to get bitch tits. Anyway, this guy is fat, and he's got a huge rack. So a couple of eagle-eyed New Yorkers flagged down a pair of cops after they spotted James sauntering through the East Village, where he briefly sat down at an outdoor dining shed and was charging his phone. And then the police come up to him. Are you? Yeah. Okay, you're under arrest. And that's it. They didn't find him. He turned himself in. This dude has been on YouTube allegedly ranting about whitey and white people, which brings me to the actual story behind the story, which I alluded to last night. I believe they're going to put body scanners in the New York City subways, whether it's at the entrance of the subway or where you slide your ticket. One way or another, they're going to take this to another level because people don't want to ride the subway and they want to feel safe. Problem, reaction, solution, as we discussed last night. And it's going to happen. They're going to use the Excelsior Pass, which is New York State's version of the vaccine passport. Since everyone already has it, it'll be real easy to just update it. Anyone who's making any racist posts on YouTube or any form of social media is going to get a score. And if that score is not good enough, you're not getting in the subway. And people are going to applaud the innovation. It'll happen. Just a matter of time. Everything makes sense when you look at it from a spiritual point of view. It really does. This is what you call a useful idiot. The other big story relates to the story that I was running last night, the interview with this doctor, Dr. Aris, concerning snake venom, which brings us to natural news. I'm still trying to get a handle on all of this. Venom Tech Company announces massive library of snake venom peptides for pharmaceutical development. Nanocarriers stabilize snake venom in water. There's actually a company called Venom Tech, VENOMTECH. I didn't know any of this. He writes, astonishingly, it's rapidly becoming apparent in the aftermath of the Dr. Brian Artis revelations about snake venom and the origins for COVID-19 that many people, even some in the alternative media, are completely unaware that snake venom is commonly used as the starting point for pharmaceutical research. I had no idea. Earlier today, a UK company literally named Venom Tech announced a massive venom peptide and venom fragment library to be used for drug discovery by pharmaceutical companies, as well as a pesticide used for agricultural companies. The news was widely covered in the biotech media, including News Medical Net, which published the announcement. Quote, Venom Tech announces new drug development collaboration with Charles River. From that announcement, this is what they said. Venom Tech is collaborating with Charles River Laboratories International to help drug developers explore venom-derived compounds in a wide range of therapeutic targets. This newly formed collaboration will bring together Venom Tech's biology expertise and vast venom-derived peptide library with Charles River's drug development and screening know-how, providing pharmaceutical manufacturers with a one-stop service to explore this unique natural resource. How can it be a natural resource when it is synthesized? Just one question. Venom Tech's targeted venom discovery array libraries apparently provide researchers with a straightforward solution to rapidly screen thousands of individual venom fragments with each array, or rather, read each Yeah, each array specifically designed to maximize hits for a specific target. Okay, here's a statement. VenomTech has been at the forefront of venom research for drug discovery for more than a decade. We can now showcase our innovative technology, introducing the wider industry to the potential of venoms for the successful delivery of more leads more quickly for a broad range of cellular targets. I know that when you get a snake bite, you go to the hospital and you get an anti-venom. And I assume that is derived from the venom, right? At least that's how I thought it worked. Again, I'm just some guy blabbing on the radio. So VenomTech's clients include pharmaceutical companies, pesticide companies, and cosmetic product manufacturers. Venom-based molecules are widely used in drug research and other areas of biotech. So those in the corporate media, even in the alt media, were expressing shock and dismay at Dr. Aris claiming that snake venom is the most likely origin for research into the SARS-CoV-2 gain-of-function enhancement or even COVID vaccines. You're ignorant of the state of the art of biosciences. And I'm reading this. I'm not telling you this. The use of snake venom in pharmaceuticals isn't a conspiracy theory. It is a common practice representing what most bioscience experts would describe as the cutting edge of drug discovery. For the record, by the way, we're not ascribing any nefarious accusations to VenomTech company here. We mention them solely to prove that any skeptics that snake venom is in fact widely used as a resource for pharmaceutical development and has been for decades. What Dr. Aris has claimed is not science fiction, it is a state of bioscience in 2022. Anyone dismissing the snake venom theory in relation to COVID treatments or vaccines is flatly ignorant of the resources used today in today's discovery pipelines. 20,000 varieties of venom peptides. And this is from VenomTech's own website. Our naturally derived peptide, protein, and small molecule compounds enable pioneering perspectives and solutions that have proven effective even on hard-to-hit targets where traditional approaches have previously failed. They affect a variety of molecular targets such as ion channels, CPCRs, whatever that is, and enzymes, with a high degree of selectivity and potency, reaping the benefits of millions of years of evolution rather than just 100 years of drug discoveries. Our customers have access to a library of 20,000 peptides, proteins, and small molecules derived from venoms. On the book cover of Morningstar's tale is a snake with his fangs extended, ready to bite and share his venom. All of the conspiracy theories we've been discussing for the last year and a half concerning the injection. Wouldn't that be insane if it is true? I have no idea. The perfect storm.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Rumors spread around in that Texas town. About the shack outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Finish it up from Natural News. Mike Adams, Venom Tech Company announces massive library of snake venom peptides for pharmaceutical development. Nanocarrier stabilized snake venom in water. I have no idea what's going on. For once, I'm stumped. He writes, we believe the Venom Tech Company very likely has a very bright future in its industry, by the way. The term is called biomimicry. Biomimicry. It means copying nature. And Big Pharma has a long history of pirating molecules from nature and turning them into multi-billion dollar profit centers. The best ideas come from nature, of course, even though the FDA and other health regulators claim natural molecules are useless and can't be considered medicine. Yet, Big Pharma gets most of its blockbuster drugs from natural molecules, such as the molecules found in red yeast rice. Never forget that the symbol for the World Health Organization is a snake and a staff that dominate the planet. Well, this is where Mike is wrong, because that's a flat earth map. Let me correct you, Mike. And a staff that dominate the plane. And the symbol for the American Medical Association, the AMA, is a serpent encircling a staff resembling a DNA strand while also representing the idea of the serpent's venom. It's been hiding in plain sight forever, and even I didn't catch it. World Economic Forum brags about drugs made from venom admits ability to synthesize venom particles using RNA technology. And if you're looking for even more proof that snake venom is used in drug development, there's an article he has from the World Economic Forum from 2018 talking about the analysis of venom as being a groundbreaking solution to health problems from heart disease to diabetes. And they also synthesize snake venom for mass production using RNA technology. And the big get, nanocarriers can stabilize snake venom peptides for the delivery via water. Apparently, it stabilizes the delivery of said venom. Again, I'm a DJ, not a biologist. I'm still trying to get my head around this whole thing. Millions of Americans swallowing reptile venom every day, calling it medicine. Millions take, never even heard of this one. All right, I'm going to eject because I'm way over my head. I don't know how much of it is true. I really don't. Part of me, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I think we can agree that whatever they said was in the injection isn't. Comedian Gilbert Gottfried dies from heart issue months after admitting he's double vaxxed and boosted. Legendary stand-up comedian Gilbert Gottfried tragically passed away yesterday, just 5 months after telling podcast host Joe Rogan he received two COVID vaccine doses as well as the booster shot. In an interview with the Joe Rogan Experience last November, Gottfried revealed he'd never been infected with COVID, so he was jabbed three times. We'll never know. They're going to continue to divert us from the truth because that's what they do. Here's my favorite story of the day. I love this one. First migrant bus from Texas arrives in D.C., drops them blocks from Capitol. The first bus filled with two dozen illegal immigrants from Texas arrived in Washington, D.C. today, 1 week after Governor Greg Abbott vowed to transport migrants in the United States illegally to the nation's capital as the immigration crisis along the southern border grows. The bus arrived in Washington, D.C. at 8 a.m., parking blocks away from the U.S. Capitol in front of the building that houses Fox News, NBC, and C-SPAN. The 24 migrants exited the bus one by one, except for family units that left together, according to Fox News. Keep doing it. Why not? And finally, Bill Gates says crazy protesters against his vaccines are kind of weird. Did you know that? You're kind of weird. What's wrong with you? Nothing like being gaslighted by one of Lucifer's minions. The perfect storm.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
The perfect storm.
See yourself now, baby. It's not my fault.
Hi there. How you doing? Your boss thinks you have no long-term future at your job if your camera or mic are off during Zoom meetings. Keeping the camera off during a Zoom meeting might feel polite, but your boss is more likely to see it as a sign that you're disengaged. About 92% of executives agree that employees who frequently mute or have their camera turned off during video calls probably don't have a long-term future with the company. This according to a new report released Tuesday by Viopa, company focused on analytic products. I would say that I don't have a future at my job because pretty much every week we have a Zoom meeting and I make it a point to mute and not necessarily turn off the video, but point the camera to the ceiling. And during the last Zoom meeting, I literally fell asleep twice. So do I have much of a future? No. Considering I'm turning 65 this month, I really don't want much of a future. I've had quite enough of the work world. Oh, flat plane world work. Bird poops on slippers as he claims the U.S. is in the dumps due to pooping. That's a lot of pooping. Bird poops on slippers as he claims U.S. is in the dumps due to pooping. Or maybe the bird was just covering for slippers. Biden, oops, slipper says he's starting to bore himself in sleepy Iowa speech. Join the club. And Jason Whitlock blasts Disney for feminizing sports. Never been a fan of Disney. Big fan of Jeff Berwick, the dollar vigilante. He goes for walks with his dog, Lucy. She likes tacos. Let's get the latest from Jeff Berwick, the dollar vigilante. He's trying to enjoy the injection genocide. Let's see how he's doing. Go ahead, Mike.
It's tough to make fun of genocide, but I'm doing my best. I'm totally doing my best. And I'm having such a hard time hiding all the people dying from the heart attacks and the strokes now. And every week they come out with a new thing. It's hilarious. It's everything, every possible thing on Earth, except for the lethal injection. That's not possible. That couldn't be. It couldn't be this rushed lethal injection that was totally experimental, that had like 2 weeks of studies done, where actually in the animal studies, all the ferrets died.
Why have coronavirus vaccines never been approved for humans in the last 20 years? Because laboratory animals tested contracted more serious symptoms upon reinfection, and most of them died. This is the antibody-dependent enhancement or pathogenic priming, and this is why my colleague, Dr. Lawrence Pilewski, when asked, what do you think about the COVID vaccines? He says, do you want the short answer or the long answer? Give me the short answer. He says, they're a murder weapon.
And in the human studies, people got sicker than they were before. And that was just within like 2 weeks. And then they're like, okay, give it to everyone. Inject everyone on Earth with it. But you can never bring up that maybe that's what's causing all these deaths and heart attacks now. Nope. And a lot of them have been like sports ball players, like footballistas. And they're like dying on the pitch.
These are just two of more than 769 athletes who have collapsed during a game on the field over the last year, from March of 2021 to March of this year. The average age of the players suffering cardiac arrest is just 23.
So they're like, what is it that all these soccer players do that they have in common? Because maybe that's what's causing all these heart attacks. And they're like, they all injected themselves with an experimental DNA-altering substance put out by a bunch of genocidal maniacs in the last year. No, that couldn't be it. There's no point even thinking about that. What else do these soccer players have in common? Well, I didn't even think about this. A lot of them drink Gatorade. Hard to swallow. Major warning, it's a popular drink. Could trigger sudden cardiac arrest. And I said this like a year ago, that they really screwed up. It was important that they said a year or two ago that COVIDs, the coronavirus, which is just colder than the flu, causes heart attacks, but they didn't. They, like, I don't know who's sleeping on the at the switch. I don't know if it's Fraudsy or Kill Gates, maybe Kill's like at Epstein's New Island all the time now. Like, come on, Kill, focus. This is your big genocide, man. Like, don't fuck it up.
That's perfect.
But they kind of have been, but they're trying to catch up to it now. So what they're saying is now they've got evidence, COVID-19 infection, not the lethal injection, increases risk of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, and bleeding. And the Guardian reports, COVIDs, not the vaccine, but COVIDs itself, is linked to, drumroll please, the magic number 33-fold increase in risk of potentially fatal blood clots. So you have a 33 times better, more of a chance of getting blood clots and heart attacks and strokes if you got the COVIDs. But it's not. It's actually from the lethal injection. But 33, very interesting. It's just amazing. And it's amazing how the narrative has like changed over the last couple of years. You still see a few crazy, like, mind-controlled slaves, NPCs on subways and stuff, screaming at people.
I'm trying to get off the floor. I can't come close to you. Do you understand that I have an extremely compromised immune system? You are a delivery person incorrectly wearing the mask inside of a big building.
Is this incorrectly worn, guys? Is this incorrectly worn?
That was
Yeah, for a long time it was like, you need to do it to protect your grandma, which is hilarious because they've been doing a genocide on old people for the last 2 years. And one thing that they keep kind of sticking to is, you need to wear this face covering. Oh, there's that stork thing or crane or whatever it is again. See him, Lucy? Yeah, he's pretty big. I don't really chase that one. Yeah, probably smart, Lucy. But they say the reason you need to do all these things is to protect immunocompromised people. Which is like, seriously, if you are immunocompromised, you're in rough shape. There's nothing I or Lucy can do that's going to like make your life much worse than it already is. And what almost no one realizes is most of the people who they say are immunocompromised because of the pharmaceuticals they've been taking for their whole life. The word immunocompromised is just another way to say already poisoned by the medical system. To suggest these people need toxic, fatal, and unapproved vaccines is the height of genocidal philosophy. Seeing such people comply with their own euthanasia is also the height of mind control. Yeah, it's just brutal. Like, they've been destroying people for at least 100 years, really. Like, financially, they've been enslaving them ever since the Federal Reserve was founded in 1913. They've been enslaved by what's called taxation, which is actually just extortion, by a group of criminals, making them basically poor and destroying the economy so that most people don't have much. They've been dumbing everyone down. They're getting like 40 vaccines, lethal injections, vaccines to really give them like, what's that word? I think it starts with, they're on the spectrum or something. I don't know. A lot of people have been drinking fluoride most of their life and no one's even questioned it. It's rat poison. They've been chemtrailing them with all kinds of chemicals. And by the way, some of this stuff affects me too, obviously, but I do like massive amounts of detoxing. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm actually in my bunker. I'm building out my, what I call the spa area. And it's going to have a hyperbaric chamber. Yeah, you can start your Michael Jackson jokes. There's not going to be any like little kids, little Disneyland for kids or anything though. Hyperbaric chamber, a cold plunge pool, a float tank. Like, I do hours per day, and you kind of almost need to in this world today. It's like so toxic almost everywhere. But one of the big things is what people eat. And your average person just eats garbage constantly. And they're all just sick and dying and dumbed down. And then they turn on the television, they're dumbed down. They're propagandized and hypnotized. And for 12 years of their most formative years, they go to be indoctrinated with propaganda by the government. And the stuff they're doing now is next level. Like, in Florida, they're trying to teach, get like government, you know, totally evil, dumbed down, commie teachers to sit down in private with your like 5-year-olds, because Lucy after some verse almost got him, and talk to them all about sex and stuff. But again, if you send your kids to government school, you get what you deserve. Like, you have one job kind of as a parent. Try to make sure your kids don't get killed or raped or anything. And what do? You send them for 12 years to a government indoctrination camp? Like, if you're still doing that, you got to really rethink your life. And read the book Unschooling by Dana Martin. Yeah, so they're starting up the co-aids again. Which, this is really confusing. It's like, can we just pick one, like, society-destroying, ending disaster? No, they're like, we're going to do, like, three. So they've been doing the Ukraine thing, and I said this a few weeks ago because they all came out. Boris John Bojo, who, like, this guy is the dumbest guy on earth, came out and he's like, Russia's going to definitely use chemical attacks.
I'll make you one other prediction, by the way, which is that the stuff that you're hearing about chemical weapons, this is straight out of their playbook. They start saying that there are chemical weapons that have been stored by their opponents or by the Americans. And so when they themselves deploy chemical weapons, as I fear they may. They have a sort of a maskirovka, a fake story ready to go. And you've seen it in Syria. You saw it even in the UK when.
This is what you expect next, then.
Look, I just note that is what they're already doing.
I think even the Circle Back girl said basically the same thing.
Well, they have a large biological and chemical weapons program, so it's a pattern, but they also have the capacity. Well, I'm not going to get into specific intelligence. We look at all of those factors. And we also know Russia has a history also of inventing outright lies like this, which is the suggestion that the United States has a chemical and biological weapons program, or Ukraine does, that they're operating. Russia is the country that has a chemical and biological weapons program. So the objective was to make clear the inaccuracy of the information, the misinformation they're trying to put out, and make clear to the world that they not only have the capacity, they have a history of using chemical and biological weapons, and that in this moment we should have our eyes open for that possibility.
And pedophile Joe Biden, who you can barely understand, but he was even talking about it.
To use them. Would the U.S. have a military response if Putin does launch a chemical weapons attack?
I'm not going to speak about the intelligence, but Russia would pay a severe price if they use chemical weapons.
So I was like, oh yeah, they're definitely doing it. Like, I know most people drink fluoride and take like 50 vaccines so they can barely think or do anything. But it was like only 10 years ago. Remember when Barack Drone Bomber was bombing all the Muslims in all over the place, but Syria in particular, killing so many people? And where was all the "I stand with Syria" flags? Oh no, you weren't told by the television to stand with Syria at that time. But they tried to fake, well, they didn't even try to fake, they did a real one. But they talked about it all the time. Assad's gonna gas his own people. Sure he is.
Are deeply disturbed by reports that Bashar Assad may have weaponized some of his stores of chemical and biological agents and prepared them for use in aerial bombs. These reports also suggest that Assad's forces are awaiting orders to use these weapons. If true, these reports may mean that the United States and our allies are facing the prospect of an imminent use of weapons of mass destruction in Syria, and this may be the last warning we get.
And what happened? They did it. It was the CIA and, Blackwater, whoever. And they killed a bunch of people, and they say it was Assad. But not a lot of people believed it, luckily. So we'll see what happens with this one, but I think more people are going to believe it. They've been so traumatized over the last few years. I think your average person is just like watching television all day and suicidal at this point. And, the sooner they're dead, the better, really. Like, it really is for the best for all of them. So hopefully those lethal injections really kick in for a lot of people soon so they can get out of here, because their life must be hell. Like, they're what they think life is totally a lie. They've been, just dumbed down and destroyed in every single way. It's probably best for them just to go and leave it to some of us here. We'll do the rest of the cleanup and get ready for the new world at the end of the Kali Yuga here. But it looks like they may have already started. Now, I just saw this as I was leaving to do this video, so I haven't even looked into it yet, but this is what I saw. It was on Express in the UK. It's a newspaper, I believe. Chemical weapon horror as Putin drops poisonous substance on city. People suffering. Now, from what I saw just really briefly, it didn't look that big. They said it was like a drone. Like it has to be bigger than that. So what that probably is just implanting in people that this is going to... So when they see a really big one, they'll go, yeah, he's been doing that for a while now. A lot of people watching their television. Yeah, that's Putin. I hope they got him. And so this is probably just... I doubt it's the big one, because it has to be something that kills thousands of people, and it didn't look like this one did yet. But they're getting ready for it. And if they get away with this, and if they do it, and if people believe it, and people really want to go into this World War III, this is going to get so brutally bad you won't believe it. Like, no one will even remember the COVIDs a year or two from now, if anyone's still around. Like, and we haven't talked about the famines. Oh, man. Like, if I can still do this video a year from now, and it's like 100 times worse, and I'm still laughing about stuff, then I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it. But who knows? Maybe I can. It's all just a big video game anyway. Right, Lucy? Yeah, basically. You just don't worry about a thing. That's what I do. Look at me. Look how happy I am. I go wherever I want. I don't wear no leash. I ain't no slave. I chase Chinese dogs. I don't care. I eat tacos and I give curses. You try to stop me, you better get your ankle guards on.
Broke ankles!
That's right, Lucy. Well, you know, the Ukraine, it's so horrible. Like, what Russia's doing. It's a complete, total war zone. Like, Putin's killing everybody. But, like, every mainstream celebrity and every politician is just, like, walking around with Zelensky, like, downtown Kiev. It used to be called Kiev. When did it start to be called Kiev? I don't know. They just make these things up as they go. But, yeah, it's just like Bojo walking around.
Today, a surprise visit by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to Kiev to meet with Zelensky.
You're absolute heroes.
A day after the UK announced it would send more than $130 million in military aid, including 800 anti-tank missiles.
We will give you the support that you need.
No, like, even flak jacket or anything. Everything looks fine. There's nothing's on fire, nothing. But people don't really notice that. And they're like, Bojo's there trying to support this amazing president of Ukraine that we all have to support. Yeah, we think this is a Zelensky guy. He'd be pretty busy, right? Like, he's under attack from Russia. They're attacking and they're killing everybody. But no, he's like walking around with Bojo. I think he was at the Grammy Awards.
What's more opposite to music? The silence of ruined cities and killed people. Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died. And we'll never see them drawing. Our parents are happy to wake up in the morning in bomb shelters, but alive. Our loved ones don't know if we will be together again. The war doesn't let us choose who survives and who stays in internal silence. Our musicians wear body armor instead of tuxedo. They sing to the wounded in hospitals, even to those who can't hear them, but the music will break through anyway. We defend our freedom to live, to love, to sound. On our land, we are fighting Russia, which brings horrible silence with its bombs, the dead silence. Feel the silence with your music. Feel it today to tell our story.
And when he's not doing that, they put up some sandbags behind him and do a big, like, photo shoot. Yeah, it's the Ukraine war. Because when you give 70% of your citizens AIDS, you sure as fuck need one massive distraction. It's just brutal what they're doing, like, to every single person who's Russian. Every person who has a Russian passport. They can't use Airbnb. They've been locked out of almost everything. Like, even Russian trees aren't allowed in tree competitions. Russian cats aren't allowed in cat competitions. It's hilarious. And they've already, like, banned somebody. A Russian chess player, I believe. And they keep going after the chess player. So here's another one. Ukrainian sisters and chess grandmasters Maria and Anya Mushik will be suspended and excluded from competition by Lviv Chess Federation for refusing to sign an open letter calling for the International Chess Federation to ban Russian and Belarusian athletes. So they actually banned Ukrainian chess players this time for not signing a letter asking that anyone born in a certain geographic region be banned from tournaments. Well, I would say I would never sign that either. And so, you know, there's lots of heroes in all this. Those two people are heroes. There's some Ukrainians. So if people think I'm anti-Ukrainian, I'm not. Just like with the Asian women, I love Ukrainian women. I love them. I've been wanting to go to Ukraine, but I don't know. It'd probably destroy my whole family there. So I really do. I'm just loving the family life. So maybe another time or whatever, but no, I'm not against Ukrainian people at all. There's lots of things that I love about the Ukraine, actually. I actually grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, one of the coldest places on earth. And right outside of town was a town called Vigerville. It has the world's largest Easter egg. And tons of Ukrainian people live around there. And man, we ate so much good Ukrainian food. Kubasa. If you don't know kubasa, get some. Actually get some because it's not going to be any soon. But also get some because it's delicious. Even cabbage rolls. Who would have thought cabbage rolls? It's mostly cabbage. But delicious. And of course, pierogies. I grew up on like mostly pierogies, basically. So yeah, I totally love Ukrainian food, love Ukrainian women. And those two Ukrainian chess players are mini heroes for not selling their soul, right? For saying, no, I'm not going to sign a letter that excludes people from like who live in a certain town from playing in this chess tournament because you're doing stupid shit. People like Djokovic, the men's tennis player, that guy's pretty much a hero. That Kyrie Irving, the NBA player, is pretty much a hero. Bertuzzi, the hockey player, pretty much a hero. Just like only a couple in each sport. But you got to support those kind of people. But just remember, in all history, there is no war which is not hatched by the governments alone, independent of the interests of the people, to whom war is always pernicious, even when successful. Yeah, we live in such a crazy world where you have so many people wanting to go to war, but they don't actually want to go to war. They want other people to go to war, and they want to watch it, basically. It's absolutely sick. Even have like the whole White House press corps, who is basically a lot of them are like 25-year-old kids. They're all dumbed down in their communist indoctrination camps. They're all sitting there basically saying that the U.S. should do a no-fly zone in the Ukraine, with no understanding what that means. What that means is World War III. That means nuclear bombs in New York. But no, they have no idea. They're just like, yeah, we should do it. statism. And we haven't even got to the hyperinflation yet, which is starting, and the famines and the food shortages, which are starting. Like, this is going to get crazy. And of course, I've been saying for so many years, stop using the evil government fiat currencies. Like, this is the US $1 bill, by the way. If you just turn up the contrast on it, it goes from like an eagle with like 13 stars above it to like an alien. Yeah, if you flip it over, you could draw a pentagram on it and it lines up to spell Mason. If you fold it a couple times, it shows the World Trade Center getting knocked down before the World Trade Center got knocked down. If you fold it again, you could see the Pentagon being blown up. It's evil witchcraft stuff. Like, if there's one thing I want to get out there even more, like, stop using, like, I'm not joking, okay? Stop using their money at all. And so many people have said over the years, not so many, but some people have said over the years, Jeff, you keep talking about things like the price of Bitcoin in dollars. As long as you do that, this evil system will continue.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.